Hi, my name is Jack Hauser, and this is my podcast on medical marijuana, marijuana itself, and ultimately why marijuana is a viable drug to the world, why it's labeled as a drug, and how it affects people, and a bunch of different things about marijuana. The first thing I want to talk about today, ultimately, is how marijuana affects the mind and the body and how it helps people and all the different positivities and negatives about it. So, my name is Jack, and I am a medical marijuana patient. I use marijuana to help me with my sleeping problems, to help me with my stress. And it gets me through the day and helps me be me, helps me operate and allow me to do my work and think more creatively and just live my day to day. So for me, I use marijuana as soon as I wake up in the morning. I prefer to fall towards the indica side of marijuana, which if to the user, if you don't know what that means, is in marijuana there's three different categories that the actual plant's placed into for its effects. There's the indica strains, the hybrid strains, and the sativa strains, and they all make the body feel a certain way. But sativas are majority of the time used for people that want to use marijuana during the day and keep them uplifted and more creative. But for me, actually, I find that indicas kind of put away the stress that I have during the day. So I prefer to only smoke indicas recently, actually. And it's been helping me out a lot with my school and just kind of pushing me through. So actually on livescience.com, they talk about how depending on the consumption and the method, marijuana can produce a different feeling of how happy and euphoric you feel. So actually right now, since I am legally allowed to consume and smoke marijuana, I can talk about how I am actually off to marijuana cookies right now, and I am quite under the influence, I might say, but it would be a different effect and a little bit less, actually a lot less strong, if I were to smoke some of the bud that I had and the actual plant. Whereas right now I had ingested a marijuana cookie, which is a lot stronger. But some of the effects, like I was talking about before, that a marijuana patient could feel and that I feel and feel it on a daily basis is the need for appetite and food and. Or something known as the munchies, as LifeScience.com says. Now, for me, I find this very useful because I normally don't tend to eat a lot of food anyways. So smoking marijuana definitely helps me keep my appetite savored throughout the day and eat healthier, ultimately, honestly. So, yeah, That's definitely on the plus side of the body. According to the NIDA, marijuana can cause some respiratory problems because of the smoke. But it's not that. It's not terrible for you. It can cause illnesses such as bronchitis and some lung infections, but for the most part it's not too common. And Life Science also does talk about how marijuana users that do smoke more than others and more frequently than others do not appear to be at a greater risk for lung cancer. So it's not too unhealthy for you. It can you know, put away majority of some of the opiates and prescription medications that are prescribed to some of the sports athletes, or, you know, just day-to-day people that have back problems or broken bones, or you know, some of the things that have been prolonged over the course of time, and people have just, you know, kind of been prescribed things and have taken them. But for the most part, marijuana is healthy, and one of the only things that it does actually do to men that the NIDA has recorded is that marijuana can reduce sperm production in men. And also disrupts women's menstrual cycles frequently if they do smoke heavier than others. There's going to be some long-term effects if you do start heavily using whatever you are using. So with marijuana, and I have found this personally to be true, when you do go using marijuana for a long period of time and happen to when you happen to just kind of stop, or you may not, you know, have enough money to get it for that day or whatever, you can come up on some cravings or some, you know, just be a little like sleepless and a little irritable and kind of like anxious. And that's, I've honestly found that personally true. And a lot of the friends, and I'm going to have some of these friends talk about their experiences later on the show too, but we have all found common problems with majority of this also. When it comes to the good and bad effects overall of marijuana, I personally believe that it's important to highlight the major negative effects before you actually get into the benefits. The major negative effects of marijuana are obviously that if you are smoking the plant, obviously the smoke is not going to be good for your lungs, but there has not been any cases of cancer-caused diseases or anything too harsh from marijuana itself. excuse me. That usually tends to lean towards more to the tobacco side, but the major negative effects of marijuana are memory loss. If you abuse it too much, it could lead to a sort of addictive factor, but there hasn't been any major studies that say that marijuana is in fact really addictive, but the benefits of marijuana are way more important, because the fact of the matter is that, you know, weed is good and weed works, and the way people use weed is extremely important. And I personally use weed for, you know, my back pain, my neck pain, which runs in the family, and my anxiety and stress. So, according to the United States Library of Medicine, over 25 million adults are affected by chronic pain.
Now, this was recorded back in 2012, and since marijuana still has not been put into full effect recreationally, I don't really see the connection with what the government's doing and how they want to eliminate all these painkillers, but yet they still haven't fully legalized a plant, which solves almost all of this. Yes, there are times where when you are in surgery, you could need a much stronger medication than marijuana to satisfy your pain. But for the most part, there should be no need for the influx of prescription medications coming into our country, where we could put a plant in the hands of people for a much lower price, and it could heal them equally as better, and it is way healthier and almost not addictive at all. Hi, this is Michael, one of my friends who is also a medical marijuana patient.
So there are plenty of economic benefits of marijuana that we can discuss. And most of what I'm going to be talking about today is the medical marijuana sales and recreational sales, money and the taxes that have been brought in over the past few years since legalization. So marijuana has brought such benefits to the economy, such as setting up several locations around the country would promote the creation of jobs. And a marijuana policy group says that actually 1.1 million jobs could be created by 2021. According to Investopedia. And this is also in addition to the United States projected to reach up to $20.1 billion by 2021 sales from marijuana. Now, in terms of my personal experience with marijuana and seeing the benefits that it has for the economy, well, in my own state in Nevada, the sales and money from marijuana is being specifically put into education. And Clark County, the county that I'm in, is one of the lowest counties in the nation for education. So the money from marijuana is going to help bring our ranking up and help educate children for the future generations. In addition to that, I just think that it's just an added on tax and addition, you know, to the economy. And it's just like a huge commodity, honestly, at this point in our society. Thank you.
The common understanding is that marijuana can have somewhat of an effect with cancer patients. And the truth of the matter is that based on a number of the studies, the American Cancer Society found that dronabinol in your system can be helpful, reducing nausea and vomiting, which has also been found to be linked to chemotherapy. So dronabinol has been found to improve food intake, prevent weight loss, and also help multiple people with HIV. Some of the side effects that some people have, some cancer patients have while using marijuana, is dizziness, lightheadedness, sometimes even fainting. And usually older patients have more of these effects than the younger ones. But people who have experienced emotional problems probably shouldn't be taking marijuana, because it may put them put them through just a heavier dosage of depression almost. And so it is important to talk to your doctor essentially to get the most out of the information of what you know. So the American Cancer Society supports the need and research of and on cannabinoids and marijuana. They do recommend and concur that they should examine all options before just focusing on one specific one, but they are enabling a far more wide scientific study on marijuana as a whole. Now, the other beneficial side of marijuana, which there is multiple benefits, but there is a completely other side of marijuana, essentially, that isn't the THC, which is what gets people high. Now, this other side of marijuana is called CBD. Now, CBD is a cannabinoid oil discovered in 1940. And does not give you the sort of high that you essentially think, but actually, excuse me, tests for healthy nutrients and helps your body and helps with sleep and just relaxation as a whole, and doesn't do too much. So, for the most part, CBD is extremely, extremely important and good to the world. It's able to be purchased all around the country for anyone who's above the age of 18, and it essentially is helping the country, the economy. It helps prevent diseases like acne, dermatitis, psoriasis. It's good for people that have diabetes, that are people that are obese. And it's also good for people like myself, who have high energy contents, and I personally have ADHD, so smoking CBD actually helps me just kind of chill out a little bit more differently than THC would, but it still definitely helps, and I actually use CBD and use the drops before I go to bed to help me go to bed. So in 2018, CBD came to the unregulated market in their product industry and pushed a forthcoming announcement of health and benefits to the world. When it comes to marijuana, a lot of people have concerns about the pricing and how it works and how much they need and how much do I need to take to get high or how much do I need for my back to not hurt anymore. Well, it's different for everyone. For example, Oregon legalized their cannabis in 2014, and their retail prices have been down 36% according to Leafly.com over the past 2.5 years. So similar trends have also been taken in states like Colorado and Washington that have marijuana recreationally legalized. But the premiums of marijuana, the top tiers of and that kind of retrospect, are kind of disappearing. Marijuana as a whole is just going to be growing more and more because it's a plant. And since it's because it's a plant, obviously it'll grow differently in different places and you know, taste differently and smell differently depending on where you go and where you get it. But for the most part, the prices have actually gone down. And the legalization of marijuana promotes more people to buy it, obviously, because if it's cheaper and it's legalized, then more people are going to be entitled to want to buy it and so on. So in California, the taxes for cannabis have actually gone up, but
for cannabis itself, the prices have actually gone down. So from where a gram would be about $9.66, according to Leafly, now in May of 2018, it has gone up to $9.82. So not too much of a price margin, but the price has gone up. And for the future of cannabis, prices will just likely fall and go down, because the more production of the product and the more people selling it, the more that prices are going to have to be cut in order to make more money. So for all the farmers who are looking to try and push for wide-scale marijuana production, I would say that it might not be the best idea, kind of because that system has already been put into place and multiple people have already experimented with that. So in general, I would say that the flower itself and marijuana itself is missing the branding and missing the advertisement that it really needs to make this an ongoing product for the future of marijuana. In my conclusion, I believe that marijuana is a drug, but it shouldn't be considered as a bad drug. It should be considered as a drug that is helpful in multiple different number of ways and can benefit a wide range of people for a wide range of reasons. But for the most part, the main issue that I have is that people take marijuana way too seriously. The fact that prescription medications and athletes and all the different kinds of people that are putting these terrible, terrible prescription medications in their body and becoming addicted on the side without even noticing until they really need the medication, and they have that second thought to themselves and they realize, wow, I really do need this, I'm hooked. Well, marijuana is there to fix that, and no one wants to really open their eyes to see it, but nowadays more people are. And I find it amazing and encouraging that we can take a plant like this and make it available to majority of the amount of people in our country at this point and show the world that we can make a change for the better using natural resources like marijuana. So thank you for listening and have a great day.